Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A county deputy on patrol near Bakers Beach in Trinidad stopped to assist a vehicle which had been pulled over in a turnout lane. As the deputy approached the vehicle, the driver pulled away, and the deputy observed that the vehicle registration was expired. After requesting a check, the deputy learned the vehicle had been stolen from Hoopa. The driver of the car, 44-year-old Kelly Burns of Hoopa, then led the deputy on a four-mile pursuit that ended on Old Wagon Wheel Road in West Haven after Burns collided with a parked vehicle and then fled the scene on foot. Deputies caught Burns, a wanted felon on parole, after 50 yards or so, arrested, booked into county jail on several charges including reckless driving, resisting arrest, and vehicle theft. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence on the 21,000 block of Thiel Avenue in McKinleyville yesterday morning. They found an indoor marijuana grow with more than 250 plants. The house was unoccupied, set up solely for the marijuana grow. A member of the County Planning Department inspected the wiring and they deemed it unsafe. PG&E cut off service to the house. The case remains under investigation. A team of marine biologists from Humboldt State University and the North Coast Marine Mammal Center were able to free a juvenile gray whale, which had become entwined in fishing gear in Humboldt Bay. Along with help from the Coast Guard and Fish and Game, scientists were able to cut the whale free, and although the whale suffered deep cuts while entangled, it made its way back out to sea. State officials and the California Highway Patrol held two ceremonies this week in Sacramento to honor fallen officers. One of those officers, Thomas Adams, a Fortuna native, was killed in a traffic collision while on duty last February. Adams was the lone CHP officer to die on duty in 2011, and his parents were on hand for the ceremony. Karen Adams, Thomas's mother, is a CHP emergency dispatcher for the Humboldt County Communications Center. Congressman Mike Thompson and other colleagues from the West and Northwest were able to shelf a $15 million cut to Pacific Fishery Recovery that was on the chopping block. The fund was established back in 2000 to restore, conserve, and protect Pacific salmon stocks as the backbone of Pacific fisheries. U.S. News & World Report has released their top schools listing, and our region made it among the top 10. Coming in at 5th place was North Coast Preparatory and Performing Arts Academy, with a total of 91 students and 6 teachers. The annual report measures colleges and grad schools as well. More KINS News, it's after this.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory or a special time alone, just the two of you. Or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personable, just like moms are. Treat mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature the candidates for the 2nd District Supervisor seat and their views on the drug culture and 215 in Humboldt County. Up first is an excerpt from incumbent Cliff Clendenin, who is in favor of marijuana legalization.
Ideally, this would be taken care of at the federal level, and that continuous conflict of state and federal law is a real challenge for us. We have 215 and Senate Bill 420, which allow medical marijuana. We certainly want to take care of the patients that legitimately need that for cancer, arthritis, whatever. You know, it's sort of turned into a giant loophole that has effectively legalized it, but we still have black market prices.
Challenger Estelle Fennell answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from her response.
Now, I've been astounded to hear some elected officials act as if this was the answer to our economic woes, and I really differ on that. I think that what we really need to be looking at is diversifying our economy, providing growth in the economic sector that is stable and is not linked to the black market. I think that people who talk about legalization as being a panacea for all our economic woes are very much off the mark.
You can hear the full interviews on both candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.